It was a busy week for the Minnesota Vikings. 3 days for the players to prepare for a Thursday night matchup. A short week for the coaches to fine-tune the game plan.
Cut out about 15 of those plays.
And a front office staff putting in long hours to make sure everything is ready. This week, we take an inside look at Vikings preparations for Thursday night's nationally televised contest against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to see how the organization got ready for the big game.
First of all, Tuesday is ordinarily their day off. So you've eliminated that day. Monday has always been what it is. Either it's a Victory Monday or it's a day for them to come in and get, you know, whatever they need from the trainers. So you've eliminated what would have been their normal day off in the course of a week. And now you have to combine all the things that you would have done on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday into one day in a condensed fashion. But you got to get all those things covered in one day. So you have to really be smart in your preparation, how you're going to get that done without overtaxing them mentally, but yet getting them where they need to be physically to go out and play in a football game on a Thursday.
Hi, this is Bob Hagan at the Vikings.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I have Coach Frazier here.
Well, we had a lot of guys playing well, obviously, and but I think the work that the guys have put in throughout the offseason and through training camp is paying out for our football team. We worked extremely hard on trying to improve our team, and our guys are really bought into the formula that we think would bring us success.
Hey, guys, it's Tom West and, more importantly, Christian Ponder.
Everyone's excited for sure. Obviously, internally as a team, we're excited, but the town, I mean, everyone's showing up to the games. The atmosphere is unbelievable, and I know, especially with us at 5-2 and having a Thursday night game against a good opponent, prime time, it's going to be pretty rowdy Thursday night.
How does this impact you as far as the healing process and getting strong and ready for the next game?
It's a push to Thursday. Thank God I woke up feeling a lot better than I have the past 2 weeks. So I'm just going to do the necessary things I need to do to make sure I'm ready to play Thursday.
Our guys have bust their tails, man, every single day to prepare to have a successful season. And so to answer your question about surprise, in a lot of ways, no. I just sensed the way they were working this offseason that they will be rewarded for their labor.
Kobe came to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's pizza, though. Or is that Mike? Oh.
That's Mike and Sam. Mike and this one is the way it plays out. It's tough, dude. Go push all the way over there. Fusco's got to trigger a three-man bump.
Yep. Mm. On that hit. He won't do this.
Chad does a nice job rolling back inside with this. Yeah. Trying to get that in the last couple weeks.
Very good rain technique.
What brings you here today, though?
Actually, I'm interviewing Adrian Peterson today, kind of a one-on-one sit-down between two running backs, mm-hmm. two Texas guys, yeah. just talking football.
Good, man. How's it going?
Texas boy.
Oh, yes.
And so they always know, okay, Adrian, he's going to try to break me down when I get to him. And so in your mind, you have to know that, okay, let me just a couple more steps to get on him.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
that's it.
Yeah.
That's what it takes. Just training yourself about being patient.
Yeah, exactly. So I've learned from that, trust me. There's been times that I was like, man, I should have pressed him more, should have did this, should have did that. But that's how you get better.
I'm about to meet with the production crew. I think they kind of ask a lot of questions about, a lot of ends up being, difference between last year, this year, stuff that they want to talk about during the game. And, we'll use the last 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, Chew. Hey, Christian. Brad Nashler, how are you, man?
Yeah, good,
you.
Good.
Hi, I'm Ed.
Yeah,
nice
Christian,
hey,
of course.
Christian, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You feel that way?
Yeah, I've, especially out of the pocket.
Clear
it hasn't been good. And like last week, and the first interception last week on Sunday, I was still able to throw him the ball.
He was open.
Yeah, it was a terrible throw.
Which is not you.
Nine out of 10 times I'll make that throw.
Good work. Great focus, great attention to detail. It will pay off. Great job, fellas. Great job. Let me break it down on Mr. Troy Guy.
Hey, man, we're going to do my thing.
Vikes on me. Vikes on three. One, two, three.
Vikes! Vikes on three.